Blind people have travelled far and wide, long before modern technology and white canes, albeit with a little bit of money and education behind them. From the sophisticated blind composer Maria Theresia von Paradis in the 18th century, to the memoirs from Helen Keller, who was the blind, deaf and non-speaking disability advocate, and more recently Eric Weihenmayer, the blind climber of Mount Everest, blindness has not stopped people from travelling. A few contemplative narratives counter these inspirational templates, such as Andrew Leland's recent memoir, The Country of the Blind, but there is an underlying trope that blind people are only worthy if super inspirational. What if you're, well, just ordinary? Eric Weihenmayer, the first blind man to climb Mount Everest, photographed in 2006. The photograph is South China Morning post-stroke Getty Images. Selena says, I will not deny that blindness can be difficult to live with in a visual world. For myself, I am a curious lass, so I flail my cane around, yell a bit, and carry on. Each person with sight loss will travel and navigate their own way, particularly if blindness happens in later life. Just travelling from home to work, learning how to use new technology, even washing up machines, can make daily life complicated and exhausting. It would be helpful if we could shift the dial a bit more to the reality of blind lives and not to perpetuate polarised myths. Solutions I can offer include listening to blind people's views, not placing disabled people in special areas, and having educated and supportive staff who know that sight and blindness are on a spectrum. Above all, it would be nice to feel that we're simply people living our own, not separate lives. I suspect this will take some time. In the meantime, I'm off to catch a train. I'm special in that way. That was an extract from Selena Mill's recent Observer column. She is the author of Life Unseen, A Story of Blindness.